Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
Your land is a legacy, a challenge from those who tended it before you, to build on their foundations. At Corteva Agriscience, we understand what it means to be the stewards of a legacy. We embrace the challenge of building on the foundation of Dow AgroSciences to maintain your trust, to bring new solutions, to help you care for your land. See how we can help build your legacy at rangeandpasture.com.
And today's cattle futures market was a lot better than it has been the last few days. We were limit up all the way out through March 21 on the feeder cattle. So every contract limit up to $4.50 higher. April's, which are the front month, were at 114.92. Yesterday's feeder cattle index came in at 119.38, which was a big move down. It was down $6.71. That's a pretty big move for one day. But again, it limit up on the feeder cattle futures. Live cattle, the same thing, all the way out through August of 21. The April, which is now in delivery, we had no deliveries. The oldest date was March of last year. So that was limit up $4.50 at 88.32. There was some talk of some cash trade, mid-trading day today at 105. So that's $17 or so higher than the 88 where the April live cattle futures were limit up today, bringing a lot of optimism into the market. Box beef at midday was mixed. Choice down hard. It was down $3.27 at $226.78. Select up $2.73 at $217.76. Puts choice select spread at $9.02. Packer margins are still profitable. Beef is somewhere around $300 a head and pork somewhere around $25 a head.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Let's see, there's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
What are you doing?
Look, it's Brahms' new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. And toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for a Brahms' strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
Ha, they won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahms.
Well, the grain futures market today was mixed. Corn up 3 to 4.5 cents. Put December out there at 351.5 of 3.25. Soybeans were a penny higher in the wheats, both Kansas City and Chicago down 2 to 3 cents. Cotton futures were mixed here. May down 15 at 52.90. And December cotton up 36 at 54.48. One announcement out of the USDA today was that the USDA will resurvey farmers in those four northern states hit so hard by the late planting last year and then late harvest, or unharvested, I guess, corn. If they deem that it is necessary to republish those numbers, they're going to republish them on the May 12th crop production report. So there's still some information that could change regarding last year's crop. You know, last year was one of the weirdest years ever with the late planting season. So I think this might be the third or fourth time they have resurveyed that acres, and before they haven't really made any adjustments. Early this morning, stock market was up about 800 points. Right now, it's only up 160, so it's come significantly off of its highs. I don't know if that'll lean back over into the commodity markets later on, but it really hasn't up to this point, other than the fact that the crude oil, the May crude oil, is down $1.85 at $24.24 a barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.